people around these parts tend not to look too kindly on Tommy Robinson. He's we dislike who he surrounds himself with. We dislike those little trips to Israel. He doesn't like us. And I have to be honest, other than reacting to what Islamic immigration has to offer, there's not much to Tommy Robinson. He isn't a radical, he's a liberal, and he says so himself. But the British, what interests me is the British establishment and media genuinely do despise the man and have spent years persecuting him and hounding him, censoring him and banning him and jailing him. In fact, over the last few years, we've seen Tommy's activism move on from the Islam issue almost entirely and instead seen him become a sort of professional victim of the British state and media class. And as I say, the establishment aren't faking it, and neither is Tommy or his legions of fans. Over the last year, we, as the viewing public, have watched as Tommy makes a stand against the persecution and injustice he receives at the hands of the establishment or its organs, such as the far left. The establishment and its organs then react by, in one way or another, doubling down on the persecution and punishment Tommy receives. And it's all very Kafkaesque and macabre. Tommy organises a rally for free speech and he has his Twitter account removed. Tommy says the system will try and find a pretext to have him jailed, and the system finds a pretext to have him jailed. The BBC makes a documentary hit piece on Tommy Robinson, and then Tommy Robinson makes his own documentary as a reply, and then Tommy has what's left of his online media presence scrubbed, and on and on and on it goes. When people try and describe the state of modern Britain, they almost always invoke George Orwell in 1984, and it's easy to see why. Like modern Britain, the hellish dystopia of Orwell's 1984 leaned very heavily on the destruction of words and the warping of language to manipulate thought. The masses would no longer even be capable of thinking in terms which would fundamentally challenge or threaten the status quo. But this doesn't really apply to Tommy Robinson because he's already swallowed that Kool-Aid. He is, as he likes to tell us, a liberal. And as a liberal, he believes that, for example, racism is a heinous thought crime, just as the system wants him to think. In other words, Tommy Robinson isn't Winston Smith because he hasn't managed to construct or even find a fundamental critique of the established order. In fact, he loathes the real Nazis, as he would have it, who try and provide him with one. Instead, he's more like the character Joseph K. from Franz Kafka's novel The Trial. And yes, given Kafka's background and who Tommy likes to associate with, there is a symmetry there. In the novel, Joseph K. wakes up one day to be told that he's under arrest. But he's never told why he's under arrest or who made the charge. And for the time being, he's free to do whatever he likes anyway. But he is, officially, under arrest. At first, K. seems to think he can easily set things right because, after all, he lives in what he thinks is a free country. But the more he tries to understand what is happening to him, the more he incriminates himself. The more the system sees him as a rogue element and as guilty. Joseph K. begins to think there's a conspiracy against him, which there is. But that doesn't mean he doesn't look crazy for saying there is. And in any case, is there really a conspiracy against him? Or just masses of tentacles from a system carrying out its basic functions? We never find out, just as we never find out why he was put on trial in the first place. It's Kafkaesque, after all. Tommy Robinson isn't an extremist in any way, shape or form. And in order to prove that he isn't an extremist, he's organised media events and protests which have earned him the support of millions. But now he's in the situation of defying the establishment with mass support. Only an extremist would do something like that. Only a fascist. So the establishment have to turn the screws some more and openly demand that he be censored. Political campaigns by prominent MPs begging giant tech companies to shut him down, because Tommy's claims to being censored while trying to prove that he isn't an extremist or an existential threat to the liberal democracy. If somebody rejects the accusation that they're an extremist to an audience of two people, no problem. If somebody rejects the accusation that they're an extremist to 50,000 people in a Facebook stream, shut it down, because only an extremist would do that. The game The system is set up in such a way that Tommy must at all times operate within its moral paradigm, in the same way Kay in the trial actually believes in the legitimacy of the system that is persecuting him. Tommy is a liberal being persecuted by liberals for the crime of being a liberal. This is the state of discourse in Britain today. A politician will cite an article on extremism by the BBC, which was based on a report by The Guardian, which was written by a member of Hope Not Hate. At each stage of the process, legitimacy is added to an idea which is based on nothing. But because all of the institutions are corrupted and packed with lying ideologues, their narrative mutually enforces itself. This block then becomes the centre of gravity within the society, and if they decide that you're an extremist, even when you aren't, then you are. If you then defy the judgment passed down upon you, then you only reinforce the original claim, since only an extremist would disagree with the dominant narrative and the political and media bloc. Nobody wants to actually be Tommy, you. They want to watch Tommy. They want to see the next episode of this weird circus and watch what happens next. They want to see if he can find his way to the next layer of the puzzle. Can he break through the next wall of the maze so we can see him be tormented all over again? Much as the public like to see Tommy run around in the maze like a mouse in an experiment, something deeply repulsive is also being revealed about the nature of the establishment and how it interacts with dissent. The secret being revealed is that the establishment is not in any way genuinely liberal. It's something else. The real liberals are now on the outside of the power structure and they can't get back in. And this brings us to another novel by Kafka called The Castle. The Castle tells the story of a protagonist called, again, Kay, who arrives in a small village dominated by a castle. Inside the castle are the local government and councillors, the authority. Kay becomes fixated on entering the castle and its bureaucracy, but is thwarted at every turn. If the trial was about sucking the individual into a bureaucracy, which then torments him, the castle is about keeping the individual out while having power over him. Like any other value system, liberalism relies on itself controlling the centre of power to ensure that its values are dominant. But what happens when liberalism is dethroned by something else, which then throws out that value system and closes the routes to the centres of power? What we see, is liberals frantically running around outside of the castle, demanding that their value system be reinstalled. And of course, the doors remain shut, while the agents of the castle get to work preventing them from being able to complain at all. Tommy Robinson acts as an avatar for working class whites, who are barred from entering the castle. He doesn't really have anything to do with Islam, or hate, or the far right. Nothing earth-shattering will be revealed throughout any of this. No fundamental values will ever be challenged. Through Tommy Robinson, the masses get to see how the system is constructed, with its mad double standards, its censorship and media bias, all running in tandem and perfectly in sync, like a well-oiled machine built for the purpose of crushing dissent to the dominant ideology. But as in Kafka, the only one thing which is not revealed is why the system has been built this way, or who created it and designed it. And it cannot be revealed why people still call themselves liberals. So we'll just carry on watching Tommy run around in the maze until eventually, well, it never ends well for Kafka. I'll see you later, everybody.